Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Damn. Episode 7, Seventh Heaven, dude. 7-11. That's all the sevens I know. 7-up.
7-up.
Seven rings?
7 rings of hell? Yeah. 8 rings of hell?
I don't even know. I just know there's a Future song called 7 Rings. And
I just realized that you look way more at them than I do. I always look at you like I'm a dreamy teenager looking at Trevor Wallace. Like, what are you going to say next, Trevor?
Look but at him in his convertible. We got that nice camera. Just look at it. This is the only time you're not, you're supposed to, or you can look at the camera. Every other time, like, don't look at the lens. But now it's like.
Dude, was that a problem for you? When I first started like being on set and stuff, that was a big fear of mine. Because everyone's like,
really
don't spike
too.
The lens. Yeah, because that's what you want to do. You want to look at the person,
right?
But then they're like, no, the camera's not the person, it's like, it's voyeuristic, it's like, it's the POV, it's like, but you want to look straight at
and
it.
You'd always know when you caught the lens on accident, and then they'd be like, oh, we gotta cut, he looked at the lens, I did, and you know you did.
Just
like, oh yeah, my bad. Or like, you like look at it real quick and like, hope they didn't notice, they can cut around this.
Yeah, dude, the first time someone was saying goes, yo, you just bogeyed the lens, and I was like, oh, sick, dude. Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea
what that meant. I knew when golf bogey's not great. So I was like,
one over.
Do you play golf?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Did we talk about this already?
I don't know.
You play golf?
I think every white guy is just born with like a putter and is like, figure it out.
Yeah, like a putter and like a tennis racket. Yeah. That's those. If you're white, you come out of before they even cut the umbilical cord.
Right.
They might cut the umbilical cord with a tennis racket, I think.
I think they actually do. That's crazy. Yeah, dude, I golf not really good. Honestly, I play the best golf when I haven't played in a while. Like, if I haven't played in like a year, I go out there, I don't think about it. But if I play like 2 days back to back in a row, I'm like, I need a drink. It's like, you haven't even made it off the tee box of the first hole yet. I'm like, I know.
Can you play drunk?
Yeah.
Oh,
I play better.
Dude,
I play better. Buzz.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
the
dude,
nerves,
I'm
and you're
so bad.
Just like, you're not like drunk, but like a few beers in you, the nerves are kind of just chilling.
Dude, I have I'm so weak with that type of stuff, man. I literally, if I have like, because I don't drink really. If I have like 2 sips of something, I can tell that I've been drinking. Like, my vision's a little weird. I'm a bitch.
No, I do like it because it's like your body feels like just a little bit calmer. Because all golf is getting, dude, if you think about golf, it's such a caveman dumb sport. It's a tiny white ball and a hole. And we're sitting there just yelling like, get the fuck it. And then we're just like just snapping clubs, yelling about our wives we don't have. Like, it's such a frustrating game that it doesn't need to be.
Dude, my relationship with my father, like, we've had issues because of golf.
Golf,
like,
yeah,
I'll be
young. Yeah.
My uncle, too.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I was playing in this tournament when I was a kid, and I broke my putter on the third hole. And this is like a mid-Atlantic tournament. I broke the putter on the third hole and had to use my 60-degree wedge and putt like that. Those of you who don't know golf, this is going to be the most boring shit ever.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, I broke my fucking putter on the third hole.
Dude,
if you don't know, there's 18 holes.
Three clubs. Yeah, I was like the Ron Artest of golf. Every time I'd like mess up, I would do like, I was the guy that always just throw his club farther than the ball would go.
For sure,
it's so
dude.
It's fun because it's a wide open grass field and you just throw a 6-iron as far as you can.
Oh my God.
And then you sadly walk over to it. So
it's cathartic though.
Yeah.
To pick up a fucking thing that is not supposed to be thrown. It's supposed to be cherished. It's supposed to be cherished and loved. And
right.
You pick up that driver and you chuck it.
Yeah.
And just into the woods as far as you. Oh God, it feels so good.
Yeah, also, the movie Happy Gilmore did not help my generation at all. Like, I remember we used to go to the driving range and we'd do the Happy Gilmore swing where you run up and hit it and they'd get on the intercom and be like, fellow golfers, please do not do the Happy Gilmore swing, all right?
Oh, they knew what it was?
Yeah, oh yeah. Bro, I mean, like, when that came out, every, like, pro shop in the world was like, God damn it, because that's all kids would do.
Oh yeah,
because they're like, if he could do it and hit it 500 yards, then I can do it. And then they just throw their club like 75 yards. Yeah, they would have to like stop. They would like to, because somebody would like lose a club because it'd fly out there. They'd have to stop. Like, everybody hold fire, and then like some like 13 year old kid would just like slowly walk and grab his driver.
Oh, dude, I used to work when I was a kid. I used to work at a driving range, and like driving the little cart around to pick up the balls. It was like,
oh,
people want to hit
kill you.
They want to kill you. They try to hit the ball through the steel barrier when you're in that little thing. Dude, it was the first time I did it. And I know that a ball cannot go through the steel thing.
Uh-huh.
But when it hits the steel thing, I can't even describe to you what it sounds like. It sounds like you just hit like an IUD, like trying to go over a bombed out bridge. Like that. It's like, bang!
Dude, I can only imagine, because I was the kid who was like, I would like line up with my feet like, like I would be 90 degrees different from where I should be, just so I can aim it at the guy. And like, on the seldom chance you hit it, that noise,
dude,
yeah, it sounded like a building was collapsing. Just
it's
like,
it's an atomic bomb. And I'm just sitting there trying to drive. Dude, I'm like 13, just trying to have a job. Dude, let me have a job.
Right.
And these divorced dads are like, this is for my fucking wife. And dude, just like just try to hit
me. Oh my God, I love that. You know what I don't get is, like, golf's supposed to be one of those sports like that. Aren't you like, if you're like trying to close the deal, it's like, yeah, let's go play around at golf.
Yeah.
I would lose the deal if I played around at golf. Like, there's no way. Because that's like, I think the big idea in like business, like, yeah, let's play a round of golf, we'll close some deals. It's like, dude, I'd be a hole in and be like, look, Scott, I appreciate the offer, but I just snapped my 4-iron. And honestly, I got a double shot of Jameson coming my way. Like, I'm not the guy you want to work with, dude.
No, dude, I definitely would have closed a deal with him, but he broke all of his clubs and then all of my clubs. So I don't trust him in a boardroom. Like, I don't trust him.
He left the golf cart in the lake. So he did buy me a breakfast burrito, but that's about it. Dude, golf courses always have the best breakfast burritos. I don't know if you notice that. I don't know where, how, or why they do that.
I'll tell you this. I think it's tainted, and I'll tell you why. Because you have two options when you're going to eat at a golf course. Either super early in the morning, so you are starving because you just drank the night before, you're fucking hungover still, and you get at the course like 6:30 in the morning, and what do you have? You have a breakfast burrito. At 6:30 in the morning after you're hungover, it's the best thing in the world. So that's one option. And the other option is at the turn after you play nine holes and you want to kill your family because you suck.
Yeah.
So it's like a reward. So it's all tainted.
It's either that or a hot dog, pretty much. They like always, it could be 3 a.m. They still have the same hot dogs from Christmas rolling on. Like, you want a hot dog? Like,
sure. Dude, the dudes at the golf course that are talking because there's a thing, there's like a cart girl she drives a cart around. Like, if you're on hole.
She's like a Hooters girl to these golfers.
100%, dude. And they are disgusting. Disgusting,
oh
bro.
Yeah, and they throw out like shitty golf puns. They're like, bitch, you want to grab my putter? And she's like, do you want another Guinness or not? And he's like, yes. Tips are like $45.
They make money, dude. Oh, like, dude, hey, you want to go to Puerto Rico and take a hole in one? It doesn't even make sense.
You can see the relief in their eyes when they like, when the girl in the golf cart like drives up to like me and my friends, and it's like younger guys who are like respect and like chill and normal. She's like, oh my God, thank you guys so much for being normal. And we're like, yeah, we'll just take a couple quarters lights.
Yeah.
And she's driving away. We're like, with that fat ass though. She's like, God
she's
damn
like,
it.
Son of a bitch, dude.
I thought you were normal. Just turned 26. I'm aging.
Not normal yet.
Yeah, dude. It's that's an interesting gig too, is the cart lady, you know. Just dealing with all those people.
Oh my God. It's like, you're like a mobile Hooters waitress.
Yeah, and
it's exactly what it is.
Every dude has like some joke, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, some stupid, I'll catch you on the 19th hole. What does that even mean, Gerald? What does that mean? 19th hole? What is it?
Yeah. You know what it means, 19th hole, my car, dude.
Right,
you're like, what? Dude, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Something to take the edge off.
It's like,
this is deeper than golf. You have family problems, all right? But some take the edge off.
Oh man, the whole golf environment is like an interesting. There's so much like testosterone and shit, and they, you know what I mean. It's just like it's such like a manly. I'm gonna hit a ball, fucking fuck. If you think about it, dude, all sports are caveman esque. If you simplify them, basketball, you take a ball and you put it in a fucking rim.
That's what's so funny about it is if you were to like on paper, golf or basketball is so funny. You put a ball in a hole,
buddy. Every
steps.
Every sport.
Yeah.
Every sport. Ice hockey. You put a puck in a net on ice.
Literally.
All right, cool, man. Soccer. You put a ball in a net on grass.
Dude, sex. All right, cool, put a penis in a vagina. Like, it's all just a sport. Why are we taking everything so serious?
Dude, everything, dude.
It's
everything.
Just a one-step, two-step thing.
Yeah.
Why are sports so serious when it's literally, like, on paper, it's so funny? So how do you play football? You try to catch this ball and then get in that part of the field. Okay, but let's make it more complicated. How about we kneel and wear pink socks? And everyone's like, oh, what the fuck do we do now? Like, sports are so caveman that...
They're so... But that's what it is, dude. They're so caveman that we act like cavemen towards them. I think that's what it is. They, like, activate right. our lizard brain. They're like, yeah. Those are my guys, and my guys will beat those guys. It's like,
yeah.
Relax, dude. Those aren't your guys. You're overweight, and you live in Van Nuys. Relax.
Dude.
Relax. Yeah.
Are you a big sports guy?
I love the idea of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, I'm a very big basketball fan.
Okay.
But other than that, dude, football kind of lost my interest along the way. I'll tell you what happened, dude. I know exactly what is the root of my issue with football. I got broken up with really bad in college. Ooh. And she was 100% fucking the quarterback. And I'll just say, because I don't care, bro.
Backup or starting?
Oh, no. Starting, bro. Oh, University of Maryland starting Woo! Quarterback, buddy.
Damn. That's just, D1 dick right there.
So I'm talking about, I met him. I shook his fucking hand.
Before
and I guarantee.
After they cheated.
Dude, I don't know. But in my head, my glass half empty, I'm shaking his hand. He has my girl's like smell of her vagina on his hand. And he's shaking with his big monster fucking hand.
Oh,
just being
God.
Like, hey, what's up, dude? I'm fucking your girl. Did I ever tell you a story when I went, like the whole breakup thing?
No.
Oh, dude, it was horrendous, buddy. College, I went to college in South Carolina, and me and my buddies from Maryland, we were friends from high school. We drove to Maryland mm-hmm. because I wanted to surprise my girl.
Oh, these always never end well.
Buddy, we drove 7 hours.
Oh, God.
7 hours, right? She worked at a bar, all right?
Uh-huh.
So I walk in, butterflies. Oh, she's going to love it. I'm so excited. I walk in, and I'm like, and I'm going to say her name, bro, because I don't even care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I walk in. I'm like, oh my God, Julie's going to be so excited, bro. I walk up to her and I go, hey, what's up? She turns around as if I just caught her mid fuck. She looks at me. She goes, hey, what's going on?
What are you doing here?
It's like crazy. Like, what are you? Like, just stuttering over her words. And yeah. I'm 18. I'm not picking up anything. I'm like, she's just so excited.
She's got the butterflies too.
That she can't do words.
Because, spit it out, boo.
You're like, you love me? Cool, cool, cool. But yeah, dude, she's like stammering through the shit. And I'm like, are you? And she's like, yeah, I'm good. You know what? Let's just get out of here. And then in my stupid head, I go, oh, she's just trying to get out of here. Fuck. Yeah,
trying to get back to that dorm.
Yo, look at his flip. Yeah, fuck. You
know, Maryland turtles be fucking.
Woo, woo, woo. We bite, baby. And then, so she walks me to her dorm room. And she goes, you know what? Let's just sit down on the steps. When someone says sit down on some steps at about 12 a.m., that's never good.
No.
You never like, let's sit down on some steps because
general,
I love you.
Dude.
Oh, dude. Steps? Yeah. When
Why are steps so sad?
Dude, they're so sad. But you know, I'll tell you why, dude. Because steps, you're supposed to go up towards something, but they go, no, let's stop going up towards something. Let's sit the fuck down and let's stop this upward motion, bro.
That's real shit. Step son, stepfather, stairway to heaven, like all that shit.
Dude.
Imagine just stopping.
Dude, escalator, bro.
Bro, if you stop on an escalator, you're in everybody's way. Metaphor.
Yeah, boom. If you're high, you're fucking freaking out right now. Anyway, so she sits me down on these stairs, and I'm still like, oh, we're good. Everything's
okay,
fine.
You're like, what position could I hit in the stairs? I could probably do a little elevated doggy. You know?
Like, missionary is probably pretty complicated, but I'll fucking get in there, dude. I'll get in there, dude. Little right. fucking concrete burn on the old knees. Christ. Who cares?
So, concrete steps.
So she sits down. She goes, listen, I want to talk to you. I want to be single in college. I want to operate like as a single girl in college. And in my egotistical, my like brain immediately goes, take the power back. So I don't get sad. This is like the love of my life, right? I don't mm-hmm. get sad, nothing. I just get cold as fuck. She goes, you okay? I go, yeah, I'm good. Like, yeah, I feel the same way, dude. I want to be single too.
That's why I drove here. Those roses I found on the side of the road. I didn't even fucking.
Those were single roses, dude. You
when
don't
I
even
said
know.
I love you, I was talking to a girl behind you, bitch. I don't care.
Yeah, you're stupid, dude. I came to a bar to fuck these bitches, not you, man. Yeah, you know that quarterback you're fucking? We fucked already, dude.
Yeah. Your name tattooed on my arm? That's a henna, dog. That shit is temporary.
You think it says Julie? That shit says Newly, bro. I just didn't get it finished because I was too fucking sensitive.
It's July, but it's French. Anyways.
Yeah, you're dumb, dude.
So
she says that I get super cold. And I'm like, yeah, me too, man. She goes, oh, really? I go, yeah, too, totally, man. I want to operate single. Like, I'm trying to, yeah, I'm in it, dude. I'm in it. And she was like, and then we talked for like another 10 minutes, whatever. And then she was like, she's like, do you think we're ever going to get back together? And I was like, honestly, nah, man. Right. I just don't, man. I'm glad that you finally said it because I wanted to say it, but blah, 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 right? And then I called my buddy and I was like, hey, man, you know, come get me, dude. Come get me. So I'm not going to stay with you, Julie. I'm just going to come up on it. My buddy comes, picked me up like 20 minutes later. I sit in his car. I close the door. He goes, dude, what's up? I go, nothing, man. I'm good. Fucking God, yeah. Julie. Dude, I cried for like 45 minutes, bro. Like I was in front of my buddy who I've never cried with. He didn't even know what was happening. Can you imagine from his perspective? He comes to try to get me from Maryland at 3 a.m. And then I just get in this passenger seat and he goes, what's up, dude? And I just started weeping. From his perspective, he's like, dude, what the fuck is happening, dude? It was horrible. And the whole purpose of this goddamn story was that I knew that she was fucking that quarterback, dude.
I was waiting. I thought that story was like you close the car door and like as you close the door, you see that guy walk out of her apartment or something.
Oh, bro, like he was there the whole time?
Yeah, like I thought
it was. Oh, that's why she sat me down.
Yeah, or that or like yo, he was in there or something.
Yo.
What if he was?
Yo. Oh, no.
Dude. That's
dude, you think he was in there?
Maybe.
With his big hog slapping around?
Oh, dude.
He was a massive... Dude, he was a massive man, dude.
If your girl cheats on you with, like, a tight end, I could get over that. Quarterback? Nah.
No.
Quarterback's, like, way too in the spotlight for me to, like, even forgive you.
Dude, I'll let you know that for maybe 5 to 6 years after that, I looked to see if he made the NFL.
Did he?
And every fucking year he didn't make it, I go, yeah, you piece of shit. Damn right you didn't make it, you piece of shit.
He never got drafted?
No.
Good.
Oh, dude, he probably works for Wall Street. He's making $10 million a year right now, but I don't care, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care. He didn't make the NFL. Your fucking dreams didn't come true, whatever your name is, I can't even remember. You piece of shit.
Damn.
All right? Yeah. Hey, are you in the NFL? No. Am I in the NFL? No. So we're the same, dude. We're the same.
Damn.
We had sex with the same girl, dude.
Eskimo bros, dude.
I'm so sad about it.
By association, dude, you pretty much played Division I football. I mean, you know, Eskimo bros. So you pretty much have, a Nike contract? Who was Maryland with?
I think it was Reebok at the time.
Reebok.
I just made that up, dude. I don't even know. But yeah.
You know,
I played for Maryland.
Dude, you're a quarterback, bro.
Buddy, I feel so good. What was your worst breakup?
Oh, no. Well, I had a breakup very much like that where I did what she did to you. I was like, hey, like, I'm going to college. It's 7 hours away. Like, I just didn't even think about it working.
Were you fucking the quarterback of University of California?
Yeah, dude, come on now. What happened is as a senior trip, we all went to the Bahamas, me and my friends, and she was a year younger than me. All
right.
So she didn't go on the trip. So I was just like, hey, I'm going to the Bahamas and then I'm going to college. Like, this isn't going to work out. But that was, I had a, so.
Was she devastated or did she think, how long were you guys with each other before?
Like 3 months. Like.
3 months, buddy.
High school.
I was going to marry this woman. You give me 3 months?
Bro, but that high school and dog years are the same thing. Because 3 months in high school is like 4 years reality.
Do you know what's interesting? Is that is the same thing in New York and LA. If you're with someone for 2 months in LA, like exclusive, that's easily 1 year in like Nebraska.
Bro, my roommate just told me he's been with his girl for 3 years out here. I was like, bro, dude, can't go 3 years, dude?
Yo,
like,
get a divorce, dog.
Like, and then get back together and then do it all over again because that's like what you could do in the span of a year.
Dude, you said 3 years?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Bananas.
Like, yeah, their anniversary was like actually like today. I was like, bro, like.
What'd you get him?
Dude, I just a round of applause, bro. Like, none of you guys have cheated. Like, none of you guys have, like, deleted all your Instagram pictures. That's my favorite thing when girls go through breakups. They delete all their pictures of them and their, like, boyfriends and shit.
Yeah.
But then you can just tell because that's all they posted for, like, 2 years. And then there's just a significant gap. It's like a hot-ass selfie and then, like, pictures from 2015. You're like, oh, dude, what happened here?
Ladies, can I just let you know something, please? That when you, and maybe you're doing this on purpose and maybe you don't give a fuck, but when you post like nothing, like you break up with somebody and you post like nothing but hot ass selfies.
We know.
We know, first of all, and do you think that's going to get the dude back? And even if it does, is that the type of dude you want to be with? That if you post like a hot like picture with like butter all over you in like a tropical island,
yeah,
that dude's gonna be like, yo, I want that girl back because she looks so good in margarine. Like, that's the dude that you want back?
That rebound dick is crazy though. Like you'll see some girls and what they rebound with, and you're like, whoo, you were in love. Because the girls that were in the heart, the girls were in the most love, they get broken up with, they'll fucking just whatever.
Oh, you're saying the rebound dick is horrendous.
Oh, they'll take whatever. You can tell how much a girl was in love based on how shitty the rebound was. Same with guys. I mean, that's a general rule.
Like,
if you were super, super in love and you're like, whatever, fuck it, I just need to knock one out, whatever, right, just get it out of my head. That rebound is never good.
It's you know what? I never even thought about that. Yeah, it's pretty horrendous.
Mm-hmm. The more in love you were, like, the worse the rebound is. Just because you're like, you're just like, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah, you're like, yo, I fucked that girl. I was like, yo, that's a chupacabra, bro.
Yeah, bro, is that a person?
That's not
a Snuggie? Oh, well, okay, all right.
Yeah, that's a couch cushion, bro. That's just a couch cushion you put tight jeans on. I think those are my jeans, Brad.
Dude, you can just tell. I love watching people go through breakups on social media. I think guys are actually the funniest because it's like, it's girls, you know, because they start posting more kind of like sexy pictures by themselves and whatnot. But guys are hilarious because it's just like, boot up picture, boot up, boot up, boot up, and then just a picture of them with their shirt off drinking like a Corona out of a coconut. And it's like, what's up? And it's just like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. Yeah. You're like, yo, dog, what?
Yo, the caption just says, what up?
Oh, dude.
Question mark.
Like, the captions change so much. It's like they're at Disneyland, like, with my boo, 3 months, having a great time.
Yeah.
1 year. And then it's just like, it's a dumbass bro quote. Like, what's the broiest quote I can think of?
Oh man, what's
because I know friends that literally do this shit, like another one bites the dust or there's worse. Like,
you know what's so funny, but another one bites the dust coming from like someone who played D3 lacrosse is so bro-y though. Dude, a bro saying like a Shakespearean quote sounds just hella bro-ish. Do you know what I mean? Some dude be like, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. Like, you're like, yo, you're a fucking,
yeah.
This is so funny. You work at Zappos, dude.
Yeah. It's so funny just because it's so clear when somebody's going through a breakup. And in their mind, they're like, I'm back on the market. Like, yeah, dog, we know.
Yeah, we know. First of all, like, yeah, and I love the we're back on the market IGs. But then when you're like kind of like a heinous looking person and you go, yo, you're like back on the Dollar Tree market?
Yeah, bro,
like
you're on the dented can section in the back of Ralph's.
Oh my God, damaged goods,
bro.
You can't
go straight to the front of Trader Joe's in the new food section. Like, you got to get crept back in.
Yeah, you're not by the milk, dude. You're not on the main stage. Uh-uh. You're in the fucking auxiliary gym right now, dude.
You're in that random ass aisle that's by the restrooms in the back of every that little like random show.
Yeah, dude, I have
dinged up shit. Yeah. That's what people fresh out of a relationship are, because they're hurting, they're damaged, and they're like, well, what about me? Yeah, I mean, I'm still here. I expire in 2 weeks, but I'm 30% off. If you want to take me in, that would be great.
You're like, look, I'm a Twinkie by myself. It's like, dude, you don't buy a Twinkie by yourself, dude. It's just no wrapping paper, it's just a Twinkie on a shelf. That's disgusting.
That's how people look when they get on social media after they just got broken up with, is the dented food in the back of a Ralph's on that shitty shelf.
Yeah.
But the confidence they have is impeccable.
Yeah, they walk up like, yo, what's up, dude? You're like, yo, you're a 20-ounce Coke and you don't have a top, dude. And it's half gone.
Right.
You have half gone.
Coke with a Pepsi lid, dog. Hey.
What's
I'm
up,
a new
though?
Man, though. I literally, that's what, dude, the single guy confidence is hilarious. And it scares me. Like when I get I'll know one of my friends is broken up with, because I'll get like a text like Tuesday, like middle of day, like, what are we doing this weekend? I'm like, dog, what? There's a full like 72 hours of the work week left and you're already getting bottle service at a taco truck? Like, what the fuck? Yo, dog, I'm back. I broke up with Jessica. We going crazy this weekend. It's like, no, we're going to go out, get drinks. Yeah. You're going to get sad and call her and end up at her place.
And first of all, real quick, don't put that pressure on me.
Right.
Let me live my life, dude. I didn't break up with Jessica. Don't make me. I don't work for Travelocity. You know,
I didn't fuck the D1 quarterback. Like, why are you coming
Come
at
on,
me?
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Come on, bro.
But dude, they do. Oh, my
Come bad. On, bro. You apologize to me, dude. Dude, sincerely,
kind of
bro.
It's kind of low, though, because like, what if she would have cheated with like the backup kicker? Like, it could be worse.
Oh,
like,
best case
scenario, It was a D1 quarterback at a university of a state.
Right.
Best case scenario.
I mean, here's the thing. It's two pronged because you can be super depressed because you're like, oh, I'll never live up to him because uh-huh. he's got a fat ass ding dong and he is super tall and he's a D1 quarterback. So he has all those like elements, right?
Yeah.
That's the bad version of it. Or you can be like, yo, I'm so dope that I used to date a girl that now has sex with an NFL potential level quarterback, but he didn't go to the NFL because he sucks.
But he probably tweeted one day, league bound or something like that. And it got like 13 retweets or like entered the draft.
Yeah.
Anybody can enter the draft, you know?
Dude, oh, that's funny. That should be one of our things, bro. Stiff Socks enters the draft.
Fuck, dude. We just do the wrong draft when we go to the Army. You guys haven't put out an episode in like 4 years. We're stationed in Iraq, dog. We're starting a Patreon to get us back to California. Yo, you didn't read the draft papers, dog?
Oh my god. I just imagine us on one of those big fucking tankers in the middle of the ocean, like just in our Navy uniforms as fuck, dude.
Wow. Be a long ass episode, bro.
Oh, it's so funny. We entered the wrong draft. Oh my god.
You didn't
we would
fucking
do
look over
like
the
that.
Papers? No, dude. Are you one of those guys that reads the terms and conditioning? I don't.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, dude. If you read the terms and conditions, you have Asperger's, that, or that's it. You have Asperger's. That's it, dude.
But the shitty part is everything you need to know. Like, whenever some shit happens, it's fucked because it's in there. It's just on like page 17. It'll be like, oh, you signed in your right. I just got out of a shitty contract.
Oh, worry. Let's go into that, dude.
I don't want to say what the YouTube is, but they're broadband TV, and I do not fuck with them. Okay. So pretty much they have an auto renewal system, which your YouTube contract is
garbage.
But it was probably in there on like page 3. But who the fuck reads that, dude? Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, they approached me. They probably love me. They're not gonna fuck me over. And then they're sitting there like, oh, we are though. So anyways, and then I come to find out that my manager there just left, didn't tell anybody at the company, or maybe he probably did, but they didn't reach out to me. So for like 3 months, I didn't have a manager there. And then I tried to cancel my membership with them and my contract for like months and months.
Yeah.
And then the guy just went ghost. And then I end up hitting somebody else up at the company. I was like, yo, dude, does this guy still work there? I'm like, no, he left. So,
dude, for
I was able to get out of it because they breached their contract, but fuck broadband.
Okay,
TV.
Sick. That's amazing, by the way. Congratulations. Yes. I just want to put it in perspective for the people that don't really kind of have the idea of like what the relationship with like a client and a manager is in our field, bro. Literally, that's like if your manager just fucking leaves and doesn't tell you, that's equivalent for like a person not in the industry. Like if you worked at a place and then your boss just left.
Dude, it's like your dad leaving.
That's better. Your dad leaving and then no one tells you that your dad's leaving and you come back and there's like waffles still on the table and you're like, oh, dad's still here? And your mom's like, well,
somewhere. He's not all who wander are lost. You know how it goes. And you're like, wait, what?
That's the bro quote. Yeah, not all who wander are lost.
But, and he has his shirt off on PCH and he's overlooking the mountains, but he's looking off lens.
Or it's just him with a bunch of footsteps, just one, and he goes, you know what I mean? That
new
fucking
journey.
new journey is like,
what journey?
Yeah, dude? It's like, how come there's only one pair of footprints? I thought you were supposed to be with me. And he's like, I carried you.
Bro, anybody that posts a quote on social media, what are you doing? Is that a fucking yearbook, you know? It's just so funny. Like,
some of those help me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I read them sometimes. It's, like, you know, they help me sometimes
if it
emotionally.
Fits the picture, right? Like if you follow Gary Vee and it's like a motivational picture, sure. But if it's like a picture of you with your shirt off at like a Las Vegas like pool party and you're holding like a coconut and a pineapple and you're just flexing your abs, and then like a Shel Silverstein quote, like what?
Yeah, I don't know. What my favorite is when there's Instagram hoes that post ho 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 pictures, ho pictures. Yeah. Like they're wearing dental floss.
Yeah.
That's all they're wearing. Uh-huh. And then it's like underneath, it's like, you know what? You just got to stick to your goals. Bitch, you are wearing dental floss.
You are wearing my goals. I want to floss more this year. One of the funniest things I saw was when there was those fires this year, or something like that.
And I love how you just like minimalize the fires. So you're like fires or like whatever, dude.
This year's
people died. Anyways.
Well, okay.
No, no, my bad, dude. I told you.
Sorry, I'm just like, I'm a guy that posts quotes on Instagram, so I have the intellectual knowledge of a rug. So. No, but there was some girl, like, because I think the Malibu Zoo or Safari Zoo, like, had to get rid of the giraffes or something, and they had to, like, try to get.
Oh, shit.
Remember that? Because there was a fire on the hills.
Yeah, I do remember.
And
that.
Some girl posts a picture, like, straight up, just like, ass out on a beach, like, full on, like, IG thought picture.
Yeah.
And the caption was like, here's a link. Try to get the, you know, like, here's
right.
a link to petition to get the right. giraffe safe. And I was like, What do you want me to save a giraffe or jerk off? Because I'll do both. Just tell me what order to do it in. You know, it's just,
dude, it's
so funny how they like associate shit. I was like, congrats on getting my attention, but also losing the attention of what you wanted me to get the attention on.
Yeah, I can't click a link to go fund the giraffes. I am fully erect. How do you, like, all the blood that's in my brain that operates my fingers
sign
the
petition with my penis,
my dick. Like, yeah, with I can sign it with my cumsicles. That's what I can do. Cumsicles. I trademarked that word, by the way.
Cumsicles.
I don't even know. I have no idea if that's even a thing in my brain.
Yeah, just don't even try to visualize that. I did for a second, and it's weird. It's a weird visual.
Cumsicles, dude. No, man. It's like December, you know, in like Virginia, and it's really cold. And then instead of icicles,
Virginia would be the place to trademark cumsicles.
Yeah, instead of water,
like
freezing
the Dairy Queen. Come on down and get some cumsicles. Do you have an every location? Nope. Would just whatever one he's working at. Yo, a picture of him.
Have you been to that frozen yogurt place in West Hollywood?
What's it called?
I don't even know what it's called, but they have flavors that are like sit on my dick.
Really?
Yes, dude. No, I mean, that's it. I'm like it's like they're like, wow, what are the flavors, dude? They're so funny. They're like like cum batter, like some shit like that, or like it, you know what I mean, like that, like just like very homosexual thing. It's hilarious.
Really?
It has the frozen yogurt's amazing, but just in terms of the names, it's so funny.
I think it'd be so funny to go in there and like you know when somebody's like out of their favorite flavor, like are you getting any more Barry Bukkake this week? That's not till next week. Give any more anal acai? Oh, you do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, excuse me. Do you have any? You do or do not have any chocolate cock? Do you have any
chocolate cock? yeah, that's a standard. Okay, come and meet cookie dough together.
Standard,
so good.
You fucking
Hollywood
idiot.
Is such an interesting place, and it's so weird because like everybody who doesn't live in LA just thinks that we live in Hollywood, but it's like. Either you do or like, I mean, you're kind of closer to me than that, but like, dude, I hardly ever go to like that part of Hollywood. I go all over, like all around.
Yeah.
But the Hollywood Boulevard is really.
Dude, it's for tourists.
Oh, yeah.
And crackheads. And that is it. I don't know why I got really, I just got British there, but like, it's.
I think it's a nice way to say crackhead if you add like a few accents on that. Crackhead.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, that's a crackhead, right? Eh? That's a crackhead, right? Eh? You're like, dude, what word is that? Crackhead? Dude, yeah. My girl has an Australian accent, and sometimes I'm like, she yo, really? Yeah, she's from Sydney.
That's
but I'm
awesome.
Like, yo. People's reactions are always that, and it's so like normal to me in my brain that it's like not. Yeah. But people are like, sick, dude.
I don't know. It's just an added trait, you know? like, what is a girl going to say about me? Like, honestly, you said your girl's from Sydney. I was like, dude, I already think she's dope. She's awesome. But for me, like, if some girl was like, yeah, he's like, I don't, he like does like video tape shit. I don't really know what
video tape. Like, you're like a grandmother.
Bro, he like that's a great slug line. Like, that's a great pitch right off the bat.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Oh, like, if you were like, hey, is it cool if my friend, or if it's cool if my girlfriend comes to the bar tonight? She's from Australia. People be like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yo, is it cool if this dude Trevor comes to the bar with us tonight? He's like a YouTuber. People be like, ah. Oh, God, no. So it's just like, it's like a better title, you know, to have next to the name.
Yeah, it's a nice framework of a person in America. It's like it has a good connotation. Dude, I was talking to my sister, and I was talking about my girl to my sister, and my sister, for some odd reason, I guess I forgot to tell her that my girl's from Australia. Mm-hmm. And I said something like that to that effect, and my sister was like, oh, well, now my entire view of her has completely changed. Like, the idea of her because they had never met before, so it's like that accent, or like coming from like a unique place, it puts a completely different spin on somebody in like a positive light. But if you're like, yo, he's from Germany, you go, oh, sick, he's a Nazi, I hate him.
Right.
But Australia, for some odd reason, has like a good.
That is true.
You think of like kangaroos,
Australia,
and beaches.
New Zealand, yeah.
New Zealand's cool. What's like a bad place that you want to? Definitely Germany's weird.
Russia, I'm really Russian.
Russia,
I'm
yeah.
very Russian, but not like nobody knows that. But like, I think that's a weird place too, because like everybody just thinks your name starts with like a V out there, like Vlad.
Yeah. In a Vakhekhovsky.
Yeah. And honestly, dude, like, I don't know one Russian trait about me. I don't like pierogies. I don't even know where those are from.
What do you mean, dude? You're really good at the internet.
Yeah, I am a
the Russians are
like a
sick.
Hacker. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Russians are sick at getting votes,
true.
Dude.
That is true.
You're sick at getting views. Yeah. So it's like the same thing, but like millennial.
Millennial Russians, dude.
Dude,
that sounds like a sitcom coming to CBS.
Oh man, it sounds
millennial
like
Russians.
The worst.
Starring
one,
the kid
the
who was young
one.
Sheldon.
Dude, Hollywood is a fucking. I don't even know, dude.
Well, the thing is like I haven't been to Hollywood Boulevard and took my time to walk around like what we did in a long time. Because usually if I'm there, I'm like, there's like either stand up or I'm like meeting somebody like in a certain spot. I haven't done the loop in forever.
I have never done the loop. You've done the loop before? I literally have never. I mean, I've obviously walked the boulevard before.
I don't even know if
but
I
like,
have.
I've never gone there to be like, yo, let's experience
maybe
it.
Maybe in like high school, we'll be like, maybe like once. Dude, honestly, it's pretty shitty.
It's shitty in like a fascinating way. Like
it's just a giant kiosk if you think about it.
It's a big ass kiosk. It feels like a human zoo to me a little.
Yeah.
Like the type of people in there, like you can sit there and just stare and like it's like mobile exhibits. Cause you're like, oh, there's a crackhead that's doing Michael Jackson and he does a backflip and then he just like disappears. And then there's a Russian family. And then, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like you continually have like different humans.
Yeah, it's to the point where we look like the odd man out. And like when we're there, you know, it's crazy. And it is funny. Like you do see the street performers and it's like some of them are dedicated and some of them just don't give a fuck. Like Chewbacca had a cigarette in. It's the most Chewbacca thing ever. Like,
so those of you who don't know, it's a Hollywood, like, it's just a Hollywood Boulevard. What, like 6 or 7 blocks? Like it's, where it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like all the stars. That's where we went to for this episode. And there are just a bunch of characters that dress like Star Wars or Elmo or Spider-Man. Or
there's two Spider-Mans.
There's two Spider-Mans, dude. And whatever. So they just walk around. So that's a painting the scene for y'all a little bit. But yo, what do you think happens? Because we saw two Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
What do you think happens when they pick like the same corner?
Dude, there's got to be beef. Like 1,000%.
Yeah, dude. I would pay money to watch them fight.
You can do that.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have done it, dude. I'm so pissed.
That'd be
like,
so
funny. Like cockfighting? Just fucking throw money?
Like, Michael Vick, what are you doing here? He's like, still got it. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Different
man.
Version.
Leave it alone. He's like, yeah, they're imaginary characters, dude. You're like, those are real people, too.
No, they're cartoons, dude.
It was weird because at one point, there was a Spider-Man and he just had a leather hat on. And I was like, well, I don't think Spider-Man would wear a hat.
Yeah,
is
I don't
that
think
your way of being incognito?
Yeah, I don't think Spider-Man cared about the sun, bro.
That and like when you get from afar it's cool, then you get close and the guy in the Spider-Man suit is just babbling in some other language and you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you're not Tobey Maguire, you know?
Yeah, we were walking we were walking around with the camera like vlogging or whatever, and then so many of those characters, like, they make money off you taking pictures of them.
Yeah,
so we would get like a camera next to them and they'd be like, dollars for take 2 pictures, dollars
tips. Yeah, they just wanted the tips for all this stuff. But it's like, this is so weird. Like, you look back at a family photo album in 20 years, and you're just taking a picture with a random dude who just doesn't know when the fuck Halloween is. That's really the guy is.
Also, like, they're, like, real, like, a lot of the costumes are, like, dirty.
They're not good. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's the dedicated people, like, the Michael Jacksons.
The Michael Jackson was so good,
and
dude.
You have to dance for Michael Jackson. You can't be Michael Jackson and just being like, tee-hee, tee-hee. I mean, maybe on, like, his, like, downtime or his resting breaks, but, like,
you can't, like,
Spider-Man was walking. Bro, throw out a fucking web.
Dude, do a cartwheel minimal.
Get the, what's that shit you spray at people in parties?
Silly
like
string.
Silly string. Dude, get a can of silly string. You would make like $1,000 in a day.
Dude, my man was wearing a backpack.
Yeah.
That really made me angry. I don't know why, dude. I was like, stop ruining my goddamn childhood. You're wearing a JanSport, bro. You are supposed to be the web slinger.
Dude, even if it was a fanny pack, a fanny pack and you like spray painted a different color.
I'm cool with that.
Oh, it's a utility belt.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'll give you the benefit. But if you have straps on it, like,
dog, you have a backpack on?
Shit, dude. You're not, what is that, a parachute where you not know how to use your webs? Like, bro, you don't understand. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I was a better Spider-Man and I moved out here from Iowa and I was just corn fed, buff as shit, you know?
Hell yeah.
And there was a guy on my corner, I'd be like, I'm a better Spider-Man than you.
Dude, that's what it's missing, I think.
Yeah.
That's what that whole game is missing. Somebody that's dedicated as fuck, right. Dude. You get dedicated. You actually invest a little bit of money in a super nice Spider-Man costume. You learn some moves. Dude, if you learn parkour, if you got a dude that's dope at parkour that dressed like Spider-Man with a nice costume, you would make 40 grand a day.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh,
there was somebody that was dressed up like Pirates of the Caribbean. Their outfit was pretty good.
Oh, my Lord.
That was pretty good.
Oh, dude, he looked exactly... like even to the face, he looked like what a Jack Sparrow.
Yeah,
like it was
something
really
like that.
Good.
Like they're making their racks, but you're just throwing on like a a stretched out child Spider-Man uniform.
It's yeah,
like,
I mean, but
who was taking a picture with that?
That's all, honestly, dude, that's also your fault. If you're taking a picture with a Spider-Man that just went to Kmart and just bought red sweatpants.
Yeah, if he valets cars at night and then does Spider-Man in the morning, like,
that's your fault, dude. That's your fault for taking a picture. Honestly, maybe he deserves some dollars because maybe his life is hard. So maybe that's it. Maybe they're like, yo, this Spider-Man like looks really off. So let's give him a dollar because he needs it. I don't know, man. But I would never I would never put my kid next to that person. You know what I mean? Would you? Yeah.
No. I mean, here's the thing. If I was trying to if my kid was watching too many cartoons and was addicted to his iPad, I would take him to Hollywood to scare the shit out of him. So he wouldn't. I'd be like, remember that guy with the belt and the needle chasing you? That Spider-Man? That's the one you're watching. So you're supporting him. The kid gets all scared. He's like, I never want to watch Spider-Man.
Dude,
you're like, good.
It's like the similar thing when you catch your kid smoking, you go smoke the whole pack. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Oh, you like Spider-Man? Take a picture with him. Yeah. Go hang out with him for a day.
And then the dad just leaves and the kid's like by himself and a bunch of Spider-Mans being like, dip. Just he picks the kid up, puts him in his fucking backpack. You're like, I don't like Spider-Man anymore.
That's hilarious. You want to shoot your kids out of that.
Oh my God, dude. Bunch of people had weird stars.
Godzilla had a star.
Thank you, dude. That was the first one.
Godzilla.
Godzilla, man. Godzilla. And listen, I'm not being any type of weird or like whatever with this statement. I'm not trying to be what. Yo, Godzilla in the movie killed hella Asians. Killed them. So many Asians he killed. So many dude. Buildings he put to the ground.
Right.
So many. Oh, dude. And then this motherfucker gets a star.
He just never broke character. And they're like, he needs a star.
What?
I don't. Yeah, that's a. And it's also like, who gets that star? Like, did why can't you just give it to the person that played Godzilla? That'd be like.
Did someone play Godzilla? Wasn't it just like a. Animatronic thing?
But give that guy like a little shout out, like an honorable mention, like in the star, like in the corner.
Oh, dude, that's real funny. Because the dude who is in the old movies, there was a guy that, like, did the animatronics for him.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is sitting in like a dark studio apartment in Hollywood with carpal tunnel being like, oh, sick, dude. He got it. What about me? I'm Nick McGinnis.
Every time the mailman comes, he goes, you know, I was Godzilla back in the day. It's like, it says your name is Tom, sir, and here is your mail. Yeah. Your bills you haven't been able to pay for 7 years.
Dude,
Godzilla had a star.
Godzilla had a star,
who
dude.
Else had some stars.
Who was like weird that had a star? I'll tell you what, there's a huge petition a couple years ago, and maybe it's still like pending, that people want Kim Kardashian to have a star.
She'll have one eventually.
You
sure.
think so?
100%.
You think Kim Kardashian will have a star? You know, I read a little bit about it. Their problem with that, like, there's a committee that chooses who gets a star, right? And the problem, the committee was like, she's not in a category that we have. Because they have, like, radio, TV, movies.
What would the icon be? Just
an
a peach emoji? Yeah.
Just a big ass. Oh, you said peach emoji?
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. But I think we are going that way where influencers, so to speak, and YouTubers. Those are kind of, they're making big strides in Hollywood, so they're going to have to put somebody in there.
I would love, who's going to be the first YouTuber? Is it going to be
Logan Paul is going to have a star that can charge your Tesla simultaneously and your Juul at the same time.
You could put your iPhone down on like a wireless charger. Yeah. It's just going to be that.
Just a giant vape charger.
You're just going to see a bunch of people be like, hold on, my phone, dude. My iPhone 20, bro. Relax, dude.
Yeah. But people can make an argument for Kim just because when somebody's like, oh, it's just she's just a gold digger, blah, blah, blah. She just fucks all these people. Everyone's like, she has makeup line, this and that. She's the her fans will they'll figure some shit out. Dude.
My thing, I'm not a Kim Kardashian hater, dude. I respect that, dude. Anyone who builds an empire based on getting fucked in the mouth by Ray J, I mean, that is bananas. I mean, obviously, dude, I'm being crass. I mean, obviously, she is a very intelligent person. She built a business. That's crazy. A brand. To build a brand that big, you are highly intelligent and very methodical in your moves. But but the problem is, I don't think she deserves a star because...
Where do you draw the line after that?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Then you're just going to get people I don't even know, all those Instagram models that just like, well, I sold $10,000 in revenue and fit tummy tea. Like, where's my star? You know,
what are those? What is it? What are those not in Vitamixes? Who are those people that sell those vitamin shits online or on Instagram?
I know you're talking about.
Those people.
Yeah.
I love how we couldn't get it, but those fucking people. But yeah, dude, her fans were like pissed. It was like a big like petition to like get Kim Kardashian to start.
She's kind of young because honestly, she has a lot left in her career, I feel like.
Yeah. She's not that young, though. I mean, she's still relatively young.
Right.
But she's like, not like 25 anymore. Dude, her sister, bro, her sister, 21, and she's worth $900 million, dollars, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
She's 20. Doesn't she feel like she's 36?
I think so, just because we've just been hearing about her in the news for so long.
Yeah, dude. She's 21. I need to check that now, because now I'm like not sure. But
she'll
have
a star for sure, dude.
Buddy, $900 million is...
What do you even... I'm never cooking 21, bro. I'm never cooking. If I'm worth that much, bro, I'm Uber Eats and everything, dude. Fuck a kitchen. Instead of a kitchen, a gym. And it's a gym that I don't even work out at.
Dude, you think she orders things? She has a chef named Sebastian that just sleeps in a small room next to her. Oh, and she just wakes up and she goes, grilled cheese with Canadian... I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Imagine being a world-renowned chef. A world-renowned chef. You're like, fuck yeah, I finally got my dream job working for the Kardashians. And then she's like, grilled cheese and tater tots. She's like, okay, yeah, we'll get you the sweet potato tater. She, no, the frozen ones. Like,
yeah, from Trader Joe's.
Same thing you're feeding your daughter Stormy. Yep, same meal.
Yo, he's like, he's a 3-star Michelin chef. Oh, yeah. He worked his ass off his entire life.
Can I put it on the brioche bun? No, Wonder Bread's fine.
He's making a BLT just weeping.
Travis Scott's making the same thing next to him. Yeah. Like, oh, bro, hey, can I borrow the butter over there? Can I borrow the can't believe it's not butter?
Yo, actually, Pat's been the Miracle Whip. The fucking Miracle Whip! dude.
The whole family will have a star for sure.
Yeah. There was fucking
Hot take right here. Give it to me, dude. Getting a star on the Hollywood Boulevard was the OG version of getting verified on Instagram. That was your blue check.
That's like, crazy.
That's what it's come down to. And maybe that might be the route we go, is like, people don't care so much. Do people lose their fucking minds over a blue check? People
lose their
You can pay for them and it's like $5,000 and people do it. It's fucking,
you know what's crazy?
A animated blue check mark.
I'll tell you what though. You know what's crazy about this whole thing is you said $5,000 and my immediate thought was, that might be worth it. I mean, $5,000, like, I know it's a lot of money, but like, it's in the long run.
You slide the right DMs with that blue check,
dude.
Mark?
Wow. Like in the long run, that $5,000, you got to think long term, dude.
Yeah.
$5,000. Yeah. Okay. It's a lot of money, but maybe in the long run, you're going to end up making $300 because you got a blue check.
Yeah. Do you think people were flexing in like old age Hollywood with like shit like that?
Hell
like,
yeah.
At a
dude.
Party? Like, I don't know if you saw us, but I got the star this week. So,
oh, dude, I read a story about Charlie Chaplin didn't get originally in. It took him like 10, 15 years. And his son sued the people that make the decision of the Hollywood star, $400,000 sued him.
Wow. Because
it's that big, dude. It is a verified, like, you made it in Hollywood type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it means a lot to these motherfuckers.
That is true.
Would you want a star?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It is weird, because in this day and age, like, the star was to validate you, but now it's like, bro, you got the internet to validate you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the validation.
I wouldn't chase it, but if they gave it to me.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, but that's an interesting point though, because the validation from Hollywood elite is now worth, it's still worth a lot, but it's worth less because we have the ability to garner our own fans and to be like, look at the number of fans I have. Like before it was just like, you needed articles from Variety to give you love. Mm-hmm. We don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Would you take a star?
I mean, I have the same perspective as you.
Yeah.
I have the same. Like, if they gave it to me, sure. But here's the question, though. Because it's a committee that chooses you, right?
Uh-huh.
You have to have people petition for you, and they choose you. And if they choose you, they have two rules, right? It's $40,000 you have to pay, and you have to show up at the ceremony. Those are the two things.
The showing up part was subpar with the $40,000.
Dude, that's so funny. No, but you know what's funny? It's like, you know what's funny? Is these people, there are a couple people who got nominated and spent the money and didn't show up. Like, that's how much
That's just, do famous people like with that type of money, they're just like, $40,000 of them is nothing, though.
Nothing, dude.
Like, oh, I missed that. That was today? Fuck it.
Fuck it, dude. Yeah, their 2 hours of their life is, they make more money in 2 hours. They make more than $40,000 in 2 hours. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think your career is necessarily over when you get a star, though. Do you think it's like that?
Over if you don't have a star? You're saying?
Well, it's kind of like, it's a dated thing. So if you get a star, like, are you still working? You know, or is that like, you had a great run in Hollywood, here's oh, the I stars see what you're saying. Thank you.
No, I don't think so, man, because Kevin Hart has a star. Like people yeah. that are still like moving.
Yeah, that's true.
Still have a star. But yeah, I hear you. It does seem like analog at this point to have a star. But it's still listen, man, Hollywood elites still run the market. So okay. like the stars still mean something in terms of buzz. I also want to know, like, is, I don't know, man, like, do you think like the PR people in your camp, are they really pushing to get you a star, or you don't, they don't really even give a fuck anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think they, I honestly don't think they give a fuck.
I don't think it's as important as it used to be.
No.
Literally, yeah, like, I think my manager would rather get me, like, verified on Instagram first before a star.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I actually wrote this fucking down. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali, right, is the only dude with a star that's not on the walk. So you can't walk over his star. That's the dopest thing.
Yeah, where is it?
It's in, I think it's in the Dolby Theater. It's like on the wall.
Oh,
how sick is that, dude? Muhammad tight. Ali, in terms of making moves, mm-hmm. crushed it.
Yeah.
He never made a wrong move, dude.
No, dude, I went to his house in Louisville.
You went to his house?
Where he grew up. His childhood home.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
we had a show out in Louisville and was like, it's on the maps of where his childhood home. It was just like, it's so weird, like just being there. It's pretty dope though. But
did you see his room and stuff?
No, it was like, it's like a piece of history now. It's like all blocked off and shit. But yeah, it's cool. Like the neighborhood has like a sign about him and stuff like that up front. But dude, that's awesome. Like I would want that. Like
that's sick, dude. Yeah. Cause that's a boss move right there. You're like, I'm gonna get one, cool, but you're gonna put my shit on a wall. And they go, but Mr. It's a walk of fame. We walk on it. No, you don't walk on my shit, dude.
I mean, we laid on the ground to get a picture of our as I'm walking up there, I was like, dude, how gross is it that people lay down on this shit? I mean, people see like Betty Boop and they're like, and then they just lay down on it. And, like, it's so gross. Like, the ground is so fucking disgusting. I know people that will lay on that ground but won't drink out of a Brita filter that's been used more than 3 months. Like, it doesn't make sense.
I hate people like that, dude. I hate people like that.
Yeah. So it's so gross. We ended up doing it because there was some lady that was like, get your name on a star. And she just like moved around these pieces from like Michael's, the craft store, and we wrote Stiff Socks on it. Well worth $5.
We laid down on the ground and I woke up and I have SARS, I think, on the back of my neck, and I have HPV on the top of my head.
Yeah, on your right side, I laid down on my left side. So yeah, I just showered only on my left side to kind of rinse that out. But it is so funny, the concept. Like, it's just a name and people will lay down next to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's also, that's crazy to me. It's also, it's just weird because it's not for the name, it's to show people that they laid next to a name. It's like for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not to pay homage or whatever. It's it's for to be like, look, I'm next to RuPaul's name. I'm at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Aren't you jealous?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That
also,
is
RuPaul's was kind of dope. They had like glitter and shit.
It,
that shit was
that's
sick.
The most RuPaul thing ever, dude. That's pretty dope. I would want one that's like a little bit more custom to who I was as an entertainer, as a person. Like RuPaul with the glitter is great. Like Weird Al could just, I don't know, what would Weird Al have? I feel like you step on it and a spring pops up like boing, boing, boing. Like
yeah, and then it is like a cartoon one that makes you fly. You're exactly. Dude, don't step on there, son, don't step there.
Yeah. I think everybody comes to Hollywood because they think they're going to see celebrities. That is the last place you'll see celebrities.
Oh, never there.
We kind of saw a celebrity though.
Dude,
Jimmy Kimmel, our boy Guillermo, right?
Guillermo, dude,
he's on like a bunch of episodes.
Yeah, he's on like every episode. Isn't
I think
he,
so. Yeah,
isn't he like the announcer?
Dude, that's the perfect level of fame. Like, you're plugged in with your boy Jimmy Kimmel. You just show up to work.
Yeah,
you get recognized. You do whatever. People love. Like, nobody's ever gonna be mad at that guy.
No, he's so likable, dude.
Oh, dude, just the cutest man ever. Like, you could be an hour late and everybody's like, ah, Guillermo.
He is adorable, dude.
Because we asked him on camera to say, like, yo, can you say I love Stiff Socks? And he just goes, hey, guys. And I was like,
He didn't try.
That counts.
He didn't try at all, dude. He's just like, hey, is that it?
But he was just buying a fruit cup and then just went right back to work. And I was like, dude, that's a comfortable level of fame.
That's great, dude. And it's also like, you don't have to learn lines. It's just like, you be you. Can you imagine someone being like, all right, listen, man, you're going to make 500 grand a year. He probably makes more than that, honestly.
Oh yeah.
But you make 500 grand a year and all you just have to do is just be yourself.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That is great. That's
perfect level of fame right there.
I found out, so I was doing a bunch of star research.
Uh-huh.
Check this out, bro.
Ooh.
First of all, Thomas Edison, the motherfucker who invented the light bulb, for you guys who don't know anything. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Really?
Do you know the history of him in Hollywood? No, Michael, tell us. I'll fucking tell you, dude.
Yeah. Thomas, please fill me in.
Thomas Edison, bro. Okay. He invented this thing that was the first, like, essentially projector to project movies, right? And then he found out that that was like a lot of there's a lot of money in that. So he started to buy up all these patents for the motion picture industry, right? And then at a point, he owned like a monopoly of all the patents, mm-hmm. East Coast in Jersey. So there's a bunch of like directors and producers that couldn't operate because of all the patents. So this motherfucker, essentially he made all these directors and producers move West Coast to Hollywood to get away from the patents. So this motherfucker, Thomas Edison, the light bulb dude, he created Hollywood.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
How is that not like on more Snapple lids? Like that
should be in every fortune cookie. Yeah.
But like you think that would be like way more well known than just the light bulb guy.
Oh, he's the light bulb dude.
But like people know that, but like how come the Hollywood side never brought into it?
He created Hollywood. Because honestly, he's looked at sort of negatively.
Oh.
Because he was like a dick to everybody.
Did he like force that star? Like, hey, you want this patent? Give me a star.
He might have done that. He might have been like, flex. Hey, do you want this Hollywood Walk of Fame lit at night? Then give me a goddamn star. Or guess right. what? No electricity, bro.
Damn.
No light bulbs.
I wish I had that fucking leverage.
Dude, if you had the ability to have the patent of the light bulb, you run shit. You run shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's such a crazy thing to invent.
He invented electricity, bro. We would still have candles. We'd be on Instagram with candles.
Girls would be using like candles for like filters and lighting. Like a candle. Every movie would just have a candle, guys. And
yeah,
shit
yeah,
and
yeah.
That's oh my god, dude! Shout out to him.
Yo, big shout out to him, man.
Dude, good. What the fuck? Imagine just being in the dark one day and be like, "There's got to be a solution to this." Everybody else is like, "Shut up, dude! There's no fucking solution, dude." And he's like, he makes a light bulb. What the fuck is that thing? How did you get that candle to stay lit inside of a glass bulb? It's because it's not a candle.
Oh, glass bulb. That's a good one. How about light bulb? That's how they came up with it.
Literally, there's some dumbass names out there when you really think about it.
Fuck.
Was there anything else we saw that was
There was one that kind of pissed me off. Can I tell you the star that really pissed me off?
Yeah.
Vanna White has a star.
Really?
That really made me upset. That really, 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 really made me upset.
Why is that?
Because she turns letters. She turns letters. Yes, for a very long time she turned letters.
Mm-hmm.
But she turns letters and she has a star, buddy.
Yeah, I think she's just like an OG. Like that or she was banging out the dude who says yes or no on the stars and was like, hey. I'm gonna rearrange this dick. She's like, just give me a star already,
Jesus
David.
Christ.
That, I don't know. I'm sure I'd say in 30 years there's gonna be some highly questionable stars on there. It's gonna
oh,
be like,
yeah, dude.
Some weird ass people on there or something.
Yeah, dude. Like it's gonna be like Mike Tyson's gonna get a star or some shit. Just
Mike
like,
for sure will.
For sure, he better, dude.
Based on The Hangover alone, he'll get it. God, it's gonna be so like good. weird people like who, like the selfie kid from last year's Super Bowl will probably have a star.
Dude, that motherfucker that does this shit.
Yeah, backpack kid.
backpack kid.
If he gets a star before me, I'm just jumping. Do you know what? Speaking of all this shit, like, because I was talking about the verified shit earlier. Like, I've submitted to get my Instagram verified a few times. I've had my managers do it. I've done it. There's dogs on Instagram that are verified and I am not. The dog can't even sign a fucking paperwork to be, are you over 18 to be on this application? That's the whole thing. Like, it's just crazy.
This shit bugs you, dude. This shit really bugs you.
I don't think about it. And then I'll like go see like a random dog that has like 3 million followers. And it's just like verified. I'm like, why is it verified? Who was like, is this a real dog though? I don't know.
But
I want a fan account.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who's out there going to take someone's pictures and be like, no, this is the real Jimmy Chops. It's like, what, dude? From
what I know or what I've been told, each time you like submit for a verification, it's a person. It's a real person who reviews it. And they look at your page like, is he worthy? Is he not?
Right.
Dogs are a hard one to just say no to. They're all happy. And you're just like, God, who's a good boy? Yeah. Who wants a blue check? And they look at my page and they're like, this humor is funny to guys 22 years old in college, and that's about it. No blue check mark.
That's it, dude. That's it.
I think it is funny. Overall, I think the Hollywood Walk of Fame is, if you're here, you should do it, but don't spend more than an hour.
Don't spend more than an hour. Don't spend any money, dude. There's no reason to spend money. Nah. Just walk around, see the sights.
Or, if you do it, come in like a dope-ass costume.
Ooh,
ready
yeah,
to
dude.
Throw down. Take some creatine and dress up like Thor and just be ready for the other Thor to walk down Sunset Boulevard and be like, who the fuck is up?
Oh my God, just with a hammer, dude, like an actual hammer. Bring like, don't bring a Thor hammer, bring an actual construction hammer and just go to work, dude. Just go to fucking work. Yes. You know what I just realized, dude? I think the Spider-Man dude with the backpack was the backpack kid from Instagram. Like, I think we just all put it together, dude.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, his career is shit now.
The backpack off. Damn.
Yeah.
Shout out to the backpack kid, dude, if you want to be a guest on this podcast.
Buddy, can you imagine no one knowing your name and everyone just says, yo, backpack kid. That's awful, bro. That's awful, man.
I don't know how old he is, but when he's 18 and consensually fucking, do you think any girl's like, yeah, I slept with a backpack kid?
I think so, dude. I think so. That's how fickle shit is.
A girl on like Mario or some shit's like, yeah. You are... The backpack kid, you are the father.
And then he just takes the kid out of the backpack.
He's like, I'm not the kid anymore. I'm just the backpack.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Is it's going to turn into the backpack man soon.
The backpack man. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's an interesting place. Great people watching. You know, it's no different than Times Square in the sense that the locals are like, why the fuck would you do that? But
yeah, it's a nightmare, dude, but it's a fun nightmare. If you come to Hollywood, you definitely should come.
Yeah, you'll feel better about yourself. That's all I'm trying to say. God, all right. Well, yeah. Thanks for watching. And if you have any ideas, hit us up. Stiff Socks Pod.
Hit us up, dude.
Gmail, Instagram. Send us something. All right.
Send us something. All right. We love you guys.
Bye.
Peace.